The new head coach in Tennessee has already used the word bell cows, plural, and one of the two names in that sentence is going at pick 156. Tyjae Spears, running back 50 in a contract year with the coach on the record about his role. The catch is the other number in his file, 9 missed games in 2 seasons.
The season, 13 games, 72 carries for 283 yards, 45 catches on 50 targets, and 90% catch rate for 264 more, and 2 touchdowns, 6.9 half PPR points a game, 45th among backs per game, 46th in total, 117 touches, and nearly 40% of them were catches. That's the profile, a passing down back in a format that pays half a point per reception. The season started late, a high ankle sprain in the preseason opener put him on injured reserve, and he missed the first 4 games, returning in week 5.
The career, 3 years of it, 7-5 a game as a rookie on a full 17-8-2 in 12 games, 6-9-13. The rate holds a band, the games column doesn't. 5 missed in 2024, an ankle, a hamstring, and 2 concussions, per the reporting, then the 4 to start last year. The pattern beat is honest about its gaps. Our library has no validated running back volume stickiness pattern. The volume receipts we trust are receiver and tight end stats, and no injury cohort fits either. Our injury recovery rule conditions on players coming off short seasons, and he has played 13 plus in 2 of 3 years. Touchdown fade, his share is 0.11, nowhere near the fade cohort's line, and he sits outside the top 36 cohort anyway. Aging starts at career year 5, this is 4, nothing fires, what's left is the file itself. The receiving skill is real and repeated, the availability isn't.
Muffed!
The situation is a new regime that keeps saying his name. Robert Saleh was hired January 22nd, Brian DeBole took the offense January 27th, and Saleh's June framing, per SI's Titans coverage, is that Tony Pollard and Spears, quote, will be the bell cows, with the beat adding that Spears has looked fantastic all offseason, and that DeBole's install leans on backs who catch. The room, Pollard handled 275 touches last season and enters his own contract year. Tennessee drafted Penn State's Nicholas Singleton in round 5, coming off a Senior Bowl foot fracture, brought along slowly this spring per the draft coverage. Michael Carter hangs around the edges, Cam Ward enters year 2, and the whole operation is climbing out of 3-14. Spears is in the final year of his rookie deal.
The price, RB50 at pick 156 for the 45th back by rate, a 5-slot discount that reads like the market split the difference between the coaches plural and the trainers table. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a body that's missed 9 games in 2 years, and we won't fade a 90% catch rate attached to a coordinator who feeds backs and a coach who just called him half the plan. The caveat, both ways. 9 missed games in 2 years is its own base rate, and a healthy Spears in a DeBole passing game is the cheapest version of the exact archetype this format overpays for in August. Watch his August practice load, Tennessee's caution level with him is information, and the 2-minute package, because whoever takes those snaps owns the catches this offense is promising. The role is spoken for out loud, the season just has to show up to claim it. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.